Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dreams Unlimited Travel Podcast. My name is John Magi, and I will be your host. And I'm joined by Tracy Heinrichs.
Hi, everyone.
And Kevin Close.
Hi, everybody.
Thank you guys for tuning in and watching and listening. For those of you watching, you'll notice that we are not in our regular space. We are not in our studio in Orlando. We're actually coming to you from a grand villa here at Disney's Alani Resort and Spa on the beautiful island of Oahu in Hawaii. We are on vacation, but we're taking some time out of our vacation to put together some shows for you folks back home. We had a chance to interview some cast members here at Alani, so we think we've got some cool stuff for you. We hope you enjoy it. And like I said, you know, we are in the last, Kevin and I are in the last few hours of our vacation. Tracy has a little more time left. So, yeah, it's depressing. It's sad. And I have to spend it working.
Aww. Oh,
poor John. Yeah, so that's that. So let's move on. We have our first interview. I thought I had more to say, and I didn't. Our first interview for this show is Tracy gets to talk with the guest service, the youth activities manager. I knew I was going to mess these up. The youth activities manager at Disney's Alani Resort and Spa. Her name is Olivia Ho. And that actually happened in the backyard area of Auntie's Beach House.
Yeah, it's a great space back there. Excuse me. They the great thing about the Auntie's Beach House is that it has this fenced-in back area, so kids can still play outside. They're in Hawaii, so it's not like you want your kids to be inside all of the time. So that backyard space is fantastic. It's shaded with those big trees, and it's interesting of the years we've been coming to see how those trees have grown, you know, to see how much more of that space that they're covering. So it was great talking to Olivia and great seeing Auntie's again.
Auntie's in general is a beautiful space. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's play that interview for you, and then we'll come out and we'll talk a little bit about it.
Hi, everyone. I'm here at Auntie's Beach House at the beautiful Alani Resort with Olivia Ho, Youth Activities Manager at Alani.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So thank you so much for joining us, Olivia. We really appreciate it.
No problem.
We are big, big fans of Alani in general, so we're really excited to share what Auntie's Beach House has for our listeners and our viewers.
Okay.
First question I have for you, and forgive me because I have cards because I have a bad memory. can you tell us what are your responsibilities here as a youth activities manager?
So basically, as youth activities manager here at Alani, my primary responsibility and role is to oversee Auntie's Beach House, this location that we're in right now. What we are is we offer childcare in a fun Disney setting for our guests, and it is complimentary with your stay here at Alani.
Right. Is there a particular age group that participates in
Yes.
Auntie's?
So how it's set up is every morning we have what we call open house from 8 to 9:30 a.m. And that's the time for guests of any age to come into Auntie's Beach House and kind of explore and see what we have to offer. Then from 9:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily, we have what we call our secure check-ins. So secure check-ins for kids only, ages 3 to 12.
And how is the secure check-in? Is there a way to track the children when they're here in the club?
So what happens is every child is issued a keiki band. It's very similar to the magic bands at Walt Disney World, okay, or that you would see on Disney Cruise Line.
Okay.
And so that band is kind of their identifier. So it ties them to our system and it keeps track of them while they're in Auntie's Beach House. So part of the things that we do is we do registration forms, so we have everyone's information. We get a password, we take pictures, and when the kids get dropped off, they tap their Mickey band, they tap their Mickey head on the device, it activates, they come into our space and we can see where they are. When mom and dad or grandma, grandpa comes to pick them up, they give our cast members their room key or an ID. They give us the password, and then the child taps out to deactivate their band, and then they can go on their way.
Wonderful. Now, with the three-year-olds, is there a toilet? Children have to be potty trained?
Yes, they do have to be fully potty trained in order to use Auntie's Beach House.
Are there any child care options for families for children under three, maybe any in-room sitting?
We do have in-room babysitting, and those arrangements are made through concierge. Okay. It is an outside vendor that does take care of that, but they do come to the room, and they can do babysitting for whatever ages you want.
Right. So you mentioned the activities here at Auntie's are complimentary.
Yes.
Are there any premium type activities that
definitely
guests can pay for?
Yes. So right now we have two premium activities, Fisher Friends and Surf's Up with Chip and Dale. They both run twice a week, 3-hour programs. It is a paid premium experience. The kids, it's very highly interactive. They get to dance. They do crafting activities. They have their takeaways for each activity. And then for Fisher Friends is during the daytime, so like 11 to 2, so they get lunch. And then for Surf's Up with Chip and Dale, that's in the evening, usually around 5:30 to 8:30, and they get dinner with that as well.
Okay. Yes. And so can guests sign up for those in advance of arrival?
So for our premium programs, it's open 90 days in advance so that you can book it and take advantage of it online prior to. You can call our reservation line here, and they can take care of those arrangements for you.
Wonderful. Now, what about the complimentary activities, the registration for Auntie's Beach House? Mm-hmm. Can that be done in advance as well?
Yes. So about a year and a half ago, what we did was we opened up online registration. And what that does, it gives the guests the opportunity to complete a lot of that paperwork online ahead of time so that when you get here, it's just verifying the information, checking and double checking if there's any allergies or special accommodations we need to make, and then getting them on their way. So that can be done 90 days in advance. And the good thing that we've added to that is we've given guests the opportunity to choose their top three program preferences that are complimentary here. So we have right now we have Stitches Space Goo, Coconut Kings and Queens of Comedy, Keiki Hula, and Auntie's Aloha Party. So for those four programs, parents can pick up to three, and based on their length of stay, we have a reservation team that tries to make sure that the families that are taking advantage of that get at least an opportunity to participate in a program or sign up ahead of time before they get here.
So that's a great idea. So that's going to alleviate some of the weight that families may experience here, and you know, may show up unexpectedly, knowing that you know, that they have to sign up for these things.
Exactly.
What about for the tweens and the teens? Anything going on at the resort for those?
For tweens, we have activities in Auntie's Beach House because Auntie's Beach House is 3 to 12 years old. Mm-hmm. Tweens are that iffy age.
So right, yeah, they are.
10 to 12 year old, they're too cool to be around the little kids, but then they're not quite old enough to be with the 13 to 17 year old teens. And because we're licensed up to 12 years old, they're stuck with us here. So what we try to do is when we know we have a lot of 10, 11, 12 year olds that are here or checked in and they're just kind of, we do have activities just for them. So we'll get the 10 to 12 year olds together. They can do some kind of tween activity, a craft, like a game challenge. We have different days throughout the week in the evening where we have something just for them. So there's something for them. And then for the teens, we have teen activities usually in the afternoon starting around 3:30.
Okay.
Through the evening so that they have something to do around the property.
Right. Wonderful. Now, I want to backtrack a little bit. We had talked about the complimentary activities. We talked about meals being included with the premium. Mm-hmm. During the complimentary times, are there meals included during those times?
We do offer lunch and dinner daily. You do have to pay for that on top. And we make the reservations in the morning.
Okay. So if a family is dropping off their children, they could say they're going to be here for lunch. Mm-hmm. And then they could pay whatever, you know, that extra charge is at that time. So they don't need to decide that, you know, 180 days in advance or anything.
Okay. We only take those lunch reservations or dinner reservations daily.
And your team here at Auntie's Beach House, are they equipped or are they familiar with dealing with kids with special needs?
Yes. A lot of our counselors come from either teaching backgrounds or skills aids, and they have a lot of that experience. And just being here at Auntie's Beach House for an extended period of time, they get that experience as well.
Right.
We deal with a wide variety of special needs children. One of the things that we do is we like to know ahead of time, if at all possible. So we work one-on-one with the parent prior to arrival to see what kind of accommodations we need to make, what exceptions we can make. The one thing is we don't offer one-on-one care.
Right, of course.
And that's just in order to ensure the safety of all of the kids that we have checked in at the time. Mm-hmm. But it's working with the parent to see what they can and can't do, what's the extent of the care for the child, and how we can best make their stay magical for all of them.
Are there exceptions maybe to some of the policies? So, you know, with the age group for special needs children or with the potty training, we can't make exceptions for those.
For the age, it's a hard 3 to 12. When it comes to potty training and the child has some kind of medical condition and they haven't been and they need to have a pull-up or they need to, you know, be checked on frequently, we can make those exceptions. And that's why we work with the parents, right. So that we know what to anticipate. And we have that constant communication with the parent, sure. to ensure that the stay here is successful.
What's the best way for a parent to communicate before they're arriving here at the resort?
It would probably be just a phone call here.
Okay.
Or through the website. There's an email. I believe there's an email that you can just submit a general
sure.
question type of thing.
Yeah, and then it would kind of start that routed. Conversation, and yeah. then it would continue from there.
Yes.
What would you say, you know, what would your best advice or tips for families who are coming mm-hmm. To maximize this experience? Because this experience is so comparable to what Disney is doing on the ships. If you're familiar mm-hmm. with their ships,
yes.
it's so comparable. So how can families maximize their experience here at Aunties?
I think the key would be that online registration to know what to expect when you're coming. So go onto the Aulani.com website, look at the Aunties Beach House section, look at the programs that we offer, what our programs are about, and take advantage of that online registration, because it's going to save a lot of time.
Right.
I think what a lot of people think is, yeah, we're in magical, we're in Hawaii,
right.
and we're so far removed, and it's nobody comes here.
Sure, sure. The Manahuni are going to take
yeah,
care of all the scheduling.
They take care of
right.
everything. But just like any Disney property, when guests want to go on vacation,
right.
it's usually all guests want to go on vacation
right.
at the same time.
Exactly.
And Aunties Beach House, it's beautiful. It's a wonderful facility. But because we're licensed through the state, we only have a certain capacity.
Right.
And that's the one thing that differentiates us from the cruise line a little
right.
bit is the size. And so for us, a lot of things are on a first come first serve basis.
Okay.
But the great thing about Aulani is we have so many different amenities. So if you can't take advantage of Aunties Beach House for an hour, you've got the beach, or you've got the pools, or you have the Pauhana room, or there's so many things. The Menehune Adventure Trail that takes the kids around the property or families around the property looking for what the Menehune got themselves into. So there's lots of different options as well. But I think planning in advance, knowing and expecting, knowing what to expect when you get
right.
here is going to help a lot.
I find that with just about everything we do, managing expectations before the guest arrives.
Yes.
Because none of us, whether it's us at the travel agency booking our clients and our families, or
yeah.
you here at the resort, none of us want it, you know, it to end in disappointment.
Exactly.
So, you know, that's really what we see as our role as well. So.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much, Olivia. I appreciate your time. And thank you for sharing this beautiful, beautiful location with us.
Thank you for coming here.
Thank you.
Excellent job, Tracy.
Yeah, I did good on that one, didn't I?
You did really good on that one, actually.
It looked
really good.
It was great. She made it really easy. I was
yeah.
nervous because this is clearly outside of my wheelhouse. And it was windy, so sometimes I felt like Anderson Cooper, like I should hold my ear and hold it. But she was great. She made it really easy, and I love that space.
Yeah.
I love that space. And I think if you take anything out of that interview, the most important thing is plan ahead. If you're bringing children to Aulani, you can register online before you come for some of the programs, especially, you know, certain activities, the premium stuff. So if you take anything out of there, just think about planning ahead before you come.
Absolutely. It was very nice of them. They let us go into Aunties a little bit early. So we were kind of in there before the kids got in and didn't disturb them having fun. But there were some folks lined up in the morning waiting to register their kids. And I was surprised at how many adults stayed with the kids. It wasn't just like I'm dropping the kids off and I'm running and going having a good time. It was like
yeah.
fathers and mothers and whoever else was in there was.
So the first 90 minutes, they do an open house. So from 8 to 9:30 every morning, it's an open house where parents can kind of come in and check it all out and see how the kids feel. And I don't know if they do that every single morning. I know the morning we were there, it was an open house. And that's when previous visits, I've gone in to have a look. Because other than that, you can't get in. It's like the cruise ships, right? You can get in on the first day to the kids' club, and then after that, they're off limits.
Right.
So because Ben was already older by the time we started coming to Aulani, we never really got to experience them as parents. So it was great to get in there and check it out and see all the different rooms.
I was amazed, too. It wasn't that crowded. I had heard stories of Aunties Beach House and how, you know, crazy it is and people can't get in. I didn't think it was that bad.
Yeah,
you?
And it can be. I mean, the thing is with with the resort, they have a limited space, and they're bound by Hawaiian state laws for having a child care facility. So they have to, you know, watch how many people they have. So it's unlike the cruise ships where, as people are booking, they can kind of control how many kids are coming on board. They can't do that the exact same way here at the resort. So there are times where activities will fill up and you'll have to, you know, maybe sign up for something later. So always you keep that in mind too. But there's so many other things to do around the resort, as she said.
Absolutely. The other thing that's really cool about Auntie's is it's got a great story. The last time we were here, we did a couple of shots in Auntie's with Kevin, telling about the story of what is Auntie's Beach House and why is it decorated the way it is. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Auntie and Uncle are travelers, and he is part of the Adventurers Club. So a lot of the remnants of the Adventurers Club at Downtown Disney are in Auntie's Beach House. And those are things he collected on his travels as part of the Adventurers Club.
Which is another reason why, if you're a Disney fan, you know, come to Aulani and see that adventurous stuff that everyone misses and everybody wants to see. And Tracy said they have open houses, so you can go in and take a look. And
they have a rain room in Auntie's Beach House. And what it is, because the weather here is usually so nice, that kids are outside and they're active. And sometimes they need to slow down and just kind of relax a little bit and maybe read a book or watch a movie. So they have a room at Auntie's where outside the windows it's a little gloomy and rainy. So, and the rain comes down while the kids are sitting in there. And every time I'm in there, I think I would love to pull up and watch a movie, get a blanket and lay down on the couch.
As odd as it is, there's a lot of sunshine here.
And this is just a way to get them to sort of quiet
down
a little bit.
Quiet down for the day. Absolutely. Great. Well, thanks for doing that, Tracy. Up next, I had a chance to interview John Galvez. He's the guest services manager for the spa here at Aulani, Lanavai Spa. He's very generous again with his time. Very nice to me. What are you laughing at?
No reason.
I was right this time. I practiced.
You asked him that.
I did. I asked him if he was correcting me. I've had a chance to do a spa treatment here. I got a haircut and I got a hot shave thing going. It's wonderful. It's fantastic. We also travel. We say all the time we travel with Jeff and Val. They get a spa treatment. They love it. If you're a spa person, this is certainly something to check out. So we're going to show our interview with Paul Galvez, just guest services manager for Disney's Aulani Resort and Spa, Lanavai. I'm here with Paul Galvez, spa guest services manager for Lanavai, the spa at Disney's Aulani Resort and Spa. Very excited to have you, Paul. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for coming, visiting us for a little bit.
The beautiful Aulani. We love Aulani. We come every year. We're very excited to be here. Nice. And thank you for taking time out of your day to talk with us.
Our pleasure. Anytime.
Tell us a little bit about your role here at Aulani.
My role as the spa guest services manager here at Lanavai, I have the privilege and honor of leading about 100 or so cast members of the best massage therapists, estheticians, spa professionals here on the island of Oahu. I've been with the company for 6 years now, so since the opening of Aulani, I'm one of the original cast members. Yes, I've been with the spa the entire time, so it's been just a fun journey. And my role is just to support all of our cast members day in and day out, you know, just kind of be there for them, whatever they need, professionally wise, personal, you know, in their personal lives, anything, come to Paul, I guess.
That's great. Yeah. We had the opportunity to do a tour of Aulani pre-opening during construction, and we actually watched the spa being built. It's a beautiful space.
Thank you.
Unique in that it was actually built to really be a part of the resort.
Right.
A lot of Disney spas become, you know, they're a spa and they're owned by someone else, and it's a space within there, but Lanavai is really about being integrated into Aulani and the story. So tell us a little bit about
it. So Lanavai is really no different from the rest of the resort in that it tells a part of the story of the Hawaiian culture and the people. Lanavai is also Disney's first privately owned and operated spa in the entire world. So it makes it also unique and fun. But the spa itself, the name Lanavai represents freshwater heaven, or it means freshwater heaven in English. So it tells a story of the healing properties of freshwater. So, you know, vaivai, the gift of vaivai, which means rich, prosperous, and abundant. We also could say ho'o vaivai, which means to bring prosperity. It also is influenced or designed named after the rainbow. So a lot of different plays on color and light. You see even, you know, the clouds building when you first walk into the spa. You hear the sounds of the rain as you walk towards the center of Lanivai. And then we also have a lot of place names throughout our throughout the spa as well that represent that story. For example, we have Anue Noe. Yes, so Anue Noe is our the name of our koi relaxation area, and Anue Noe means rainbow or rainbow bridge in English. So that's really considered our bridge to therapy. So that's our koi relaxation area where majority of our guests are picked up for the by the practitioners for massages and facials, and you know, they have a lot of different fare in the room to relax and enjoy.
Now, I know it's suggested that you show up for your treatment early.
Correct.
And it's so that you can take advantage of the relaxation and sort of get in the mood for having a treatment.
Yeah, correct. So there's so many different options for before and after the services. So we advise our guests as far as beforehand to advise about an hour prior with their swimwear. To enjoy the parts of the spa that are outdoor and co-ed, so swimmer is required, and to all the different amenities to enjoy all that before, you know, the Kulavai, which is our outdoor hydrotherapy garden, so 5,000 square feet. It has two soaking tubs at different temperatures of water that are great to promote new circulation back into the body. We have a reflexology pathway that guests can walk on the path barefoot, massage the bottoms of the feet and the lower legs. We have an additional whirlpool jacuzzi, a cold plunge. A cold plunge is about 45 degrees, kind of get your blood pumping.
No, thank you.
And then we have 6 unique shower experiences that the guests can go through and experience unique shower experiences. That are 6 of them back there. And then kind of turn one on, go right on a circle, and try each one.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So you are a full-service spa.
Correct,
You
yes.
offer all the services of a regular spa. Tell us some of the services that are offered.
Sure, absolutely. So one of the more services, some of our services that are more popular are going to be the Hawaiian style of massages. What we're known for is Lomi Lomi. And Lomi Lomi is where the therapist...
I think I had that for dinner last night. It was the Lomi Lomi on the menu.
Well, massage for dinner sounds excellent, right?
That sounds great.
best dinner ever. So Lomi Lomi is a hands-on technique where the therapist will have the hands on the body of the guest the entire duration of the massage. So it's really customizable, very therapeutic. The strokes of the massage are a little bit longer. So a lot more forearm is used in the technique of the massage. But it's really customizable. So it's great therapy work. So if the guest is looking for something to recover after a long flight, for example, it's a really excellent choice. But it's a really nice choice for guests who love massages or are spa fanatics and they go to spas everywhere. Or if it's their first massage, professional massage ever. Because it's a really nice introduction to the world of massage.
Is this something that was developed here under your the current staff?
No, the Lomi Lomi has been passed down by generation to generation, going back to the ancient Hawaiians who were first here. But is all of word of mouth, and it's all kind of a hands-on technique. It wasn't something that was written down. And we kind of honor that tradition. All of our massage therapists are trained in that kind of way, in that style, in that cultural aspect when it comes to Lomi Lomi and having the hands on the guests and what it means from a cultural aspect and a storytelling aspect as well, because it is part of Hawaiian culture, the Hawaiian healing arts, and that's where Lomi Lomi comes from.
Excellent. Yeah. And you do things like pedicures and manicures.
Correct.
And like
we
that.
Do. So we do have a full service salon as well. Manicures, pedicures, organic options as well. We have options for teenagers, 13 to 17 as well, for manicures and pedicures and facials and massages as well. So there's something on the menu for everyone.
I had a haircut.
Yeah, there you go.
The so, I mean, yeah, everything for everybody. You don't have to be into having massage and you know, that's not the only thing that you provide, which is great.
No, yeah, and, you know, we're a Disney spa, so we want to make sure there's something on the menu for everyone to really enjoy and really have a great luxury experience, but also feel welcomed at the same time have a very relaxing time and enjoyable time, but also, you know, great get some great therapy work out of massages, some really great even skincare advice from our estheticians, you know, great nail tech advice from our nail tech salon. Salon cast members do an excellent job as well of, you know, really educating guests about, you know, better care of themselves.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You mentioned teen options at the spa. Was something else that's unique for your spa, Lanivai, is there is Painted Sky, which is actually what we're recording in right now, and it's the teen spa. What can you tell us about this area?
Sure. So the teen spa is unique to Lanivai here on Oahu. So it features services.
I feel like every time you say it, you're correcting me.
No.
All right. I just want to make sure. Lanivai.
Lanivai, correct.
Awesome.
No, that was excellent. So in Painted Sky, we do services for 13 to 17-year-olds, so manicure, pedicures. We also have a separate section where they do massage. massages and facials specifically for our teens and different versions of those, you know, that act, you know, address acneic skin or even regular skin types. So there's something on the menu for them here in Painted Sky. So it's almost like a, you know, club for them, but, you know, focus more on services.
That's awesome. And I would assume it's very popular. It's something that the kids must really enjoy because it's just for the teens.
Right.
So, you know, it's not like just running around little ones are here. But you do offer some services for younger children, right?
We do as well. So what's been really popular lately because of the movie is Moana. So we have a full Moana transformation with a complete with a costume and hairdo and pixie dust and the manicure and pedicure.
Kevin, you should be Moana'd.
Yeah.
All right. Is that what you want? It's not Moana'd. It's not a verb.
Well, you know.
Transformed into
transformation. Moana transformation.
That sounds awesome. I bet you little girls love that.
Yeah, you know, it's been incredibly popular since, you know, obviously the coming out of the movie. And we anticipate a lot more for during the summer. But yeah, it's a magical experience. It's our first ever princess here at Aulani. So, you know, she means a lot to us. So we want to make sure we honor her in the spa as well. So we do our Moana transformations.
That's really great. It's really, really great. Let's talk a little bit about some logistics.
Sure.
People are planning their trip to Aulani. Should they make their reservations before they leave? How far in advance?
Sure.
Is it okay to just show up and have a reservation?
Well, typically what we advise is to guests, give us a call as soon as you can. The spot does fill up pretty quickly, so we make reservations about a calendar year in advance. So there's a lot of room there for people who are planners.
Oh, wow.
but typically during the busier time, so we're talking summer and in the winter time, the spa does fill up rather quickly. So we advise 48 plus hours for all reservations. Mm-hmm. Typically in our salon, we'll fill up first, and then massages and facials after that. But we do make, again, calendar a year ahead for calendar year calendar reservations. So we have reservations on the books already for Christmas time, and it's only, you know, in the middle beginning of summer.
Do you get a lot of locals come to the spa?
We do, yes. So anybody out there that's even staying on the island of Oahu, you don't have to be staying at Aulani to actually have a spa service with us. So if you're just staying here, our locals, our non-resort guests, we welcome them as well.
That's great.
Yeah, so we have a lot of, you know, strong local clients that do come in to celebrate all their anniversaries and birthdays and all those kind of fun things. We celebrate with our local families as well.
That's great. Yeah. I understand Lanavai has won awards.
We have.
For their spa. Yeah. So tell us about that.
Well, when we first opened 6 years ago now, we were in Condé Nast as one of the top new spas in the world.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, so we actually have won Spa Finder for Best Family Spa as well. And we just got nominated for one of the Family Luxury Spa Awards as well.
Wow. Yeah. That's impressive. Congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, thank you very much. Yeah.
That's awesome. You mentioned the extra amenities. You mentioned mm-hmm. the relaxation room and you mentioned the outside garden area. Can people come and just do that or do they have to have a spa treatment?
So we actually have our spa amenities complimentary with our massages and facials.
Okay.
So any massage or facial that's 50 minutes longer in length, 50, you have complimentary access to the spa amenities with those services. So that's why you would check in an hour prior, you know, with your swimwear or bring your swimwear with you, because we provide, you know, with robe, slippers, locker as well. So you don't have to bring any of that from the room. So we provide all that for our guests as well. But right now for our day pass option, unfortunately, that wouldn't be an option we have
for our guests. Yeah. Understandable. Obviously, you get a lot of DVC members come and visit the resort. It's a DVC property. Is there anything special for DVC members?
You know, there is. To say welcome home to Lanivai, we actually have an offer for an upgrade. So if guests for our DVC guests, if they're interested in doing a Lomi Lomi massage, they can upgrade to the signature Lomi Lomi, and that includes hot stones on the upper half of the body and a Lomi stick on the lower half. And the Lomi stick is a guava stick that's about 6 inches long that we use to knead out extra kind of adhesions or pressure points on the foot and the lower legs. There's some rolling technique we use the Lomi stick with as well. So there's that option. And that what you pay is a cheaper or the Lomi Lomi price for that duration of time.
Awesome. So now I know people who are not spa people. Who would not prefer to come to a spa? Is there something that I can suggest to them? Why don't you start with this treatment and perhaps work your way into a full spa?
Yeah. totally depends on what the guest is looking for. That's really kind of the magic of our of Lanivai, of our spa. If they're looking to have a really positive, fun first experience, you know, my recommendation typically would be Lomi Lomi for massage, or even a hot stones. Hot stones are our Hana Pohaku, our hot stone massage. It is excellent to get a lot of relaxation out of the service. That's a really nice option to start with as well. And then we have excellent facials that are really nice to kind of finish off a vacation or a nice kind of holiday. The certified organic facial is really nice because it covers all skin types. It's an organic line too, so it's not invasive to the face. So the guests can go back out into the sun right away, have a great, you know, rest of vacation. And then also the basic skin fitness facial is great as well. Again, classic spa facial. So a lot of antioxidants in the skin to rejuvenate, to kind of clean up the skin really nicely. But you can still, again, go back out into the water and the beach and the pools and all that and not worry about having, you know, this stuff on your face. Right.
I do want to say a couple of things. First of all, again, I had a haircut and I had a shave. There's quite a few men using the spa.
So yeah.
A lot of co-ed activity going on here, not just women.
Correct. Yeah. And, you know, men are the fastest growing part of the spa industry. So we want to make sure that the men are covered too. So we do have a gentleman's facial as well. We have a full face menu for them as far as our product range go. And then also there's the hot lather shave, which is excellent, which is a really, really popular choice. Yeah. Which is a borderline facial for a guy as well.
Really is.
And then we also have men's haircuts as well. And there's different scents that we have as far as, you know, scrubs and choices of for our men to cover while they're actually in the spa enjoying their time here.
That's great. The other thing I want to say too is you go to some spas and the estheticians are kind of aggressive in trying to sell you the product. Not the case here at Lanivai. I was surprised that no one mentioned anything about buying anything. As a matter of fact, I asked about the products that were used in my shave. So I think that's really nice. Is it's not that sort of pressurized, I have to buy something.
Yeah, and you know that for us, that's really kind of the approach because it's much more guest-centric here. It's much more of an opportunity for guests to have a nice, relaxing environment where they don't have to worry about buying stuff. I personally have been to those type of experiences as well as yourself. But for us, it's all about the guest experience from start to finish and from the check-in process. With the attendants, our hostesses in the front, you know, to the massage, to the facial, to the way that we're picked, to the way that our guests are picked up, even from our massages and, you know, confirming all of that information. And while they're in the room, it's all about the experience. It's all about addressing your needs as a guest, whether it's your skin concerns or your massage concerns. I have, you know, what you want us to focus on. And if our guests really enjoy the products, which a lot of the times they do, you know, like yourself, you know, we have all of that stuff in the front, you know, massages, lotions and oils and, you know, face products and all. So if the guest really does enjoy their experience in the room, we have those products so they can actually continue their spa experience once they leave us. Yeah. They can take it home with them. Yeah.
Awesome. Paul, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for talking to
us. My pleasure.
This was very, very informative for me. And I'm hoping for the folks who watch our show, I hope they got something out of it too. I'm going to leave you now and go enjoy the rest of my vacation because I'm tired of working on my vacation.
You come get a massage then before you leave?
That'd be awesome. So thank you again.
My pleasure. Aloha.
Well, I think one of the really cool things about that interview was I had a chance to do it in Painted Sky, which is the teen spa. So they have a special area, like you mentioned, just for teens where they can go and do teen things. I don't know what teens do anymore. You know,
e-trading.
They probably do. They're doing something with bitcoins and things. I don't know what Instagramming. But the kids go and they hang out in that spa and they sort of have their own space, which is really cool. It's also a very neat and interesting space. So that was a fun thing to do, is be able to record in there. So come to Alani. I think one of the things that we hope you take away from the interviews that we've done over the last two shows and us talking about it is that there's so much to do here at Alani. I hear it all the time. Well, why would I go there when I can go to Walt Disney World? I'm going to be bored. I'm not a beach person. I don't sit on the beach all day in the sun.
We've been here this whole trip and I've not been near the beach.
I am not a beach person in my real life. But here at Alani, I cannot wait to get in the ocean.
Really?
This is the only place that Chris and I spend a whole day, and we plan them, entire days, where we're just at the beach or by the pool, or we don't do that. We don't even do that in Castaway. It's just not something we do.
Right.
And here, for whatever reason, there's just something about it. We enjoy it so much. And then you think everybody. This is the first time we've been here with other people we know. So with you all being here. So to see the way that other people enjoy Aulani is interesting because you realize there's so much to do.
Right. I don't know how anyone could be bored here. Tracy hit the nail on the head. Everybody has something that's for them that they can do that keep them busy. It's not just about Aulani. I mean, Aulani is beautiful, and I could have spent every day here and not been bored.
Right.
But there's a whole island out there of things to do, easily accessible.
Well, we talked about people doing things differently. Our friend Heather was here. And Heather was up very early every morning and out in the ocean and out by the pool. She found a cove, another cove that's just down the beach from Aulani, and went down there several mornings. Heather is a veterinarian, and they found there were people down there watching for the monk seals. Monk seals are endangered, and there were one or two that kept coming into the cove down there, and she took some wonderful pictures. And there were sea turtles. Now, there were people on the beach who were watching that you were not allowed to go within 500 feet
of Heather.
of the monk seals, because again, they are endangered. Every single one has an identifying mark on them. That's how closely they're tracked. But she was thrilled. And I thought to myself, well, there's an experience that I would never, ever even think to know to have.
I was going to say, she's been here once and she's done more stuff than we've done in like the six visits.
She did more stuff in one day than we do in six visits.
Remember the issue? She came back and she was telling us how she had done a tour around the resort, so she learned all these hidden things that were here and they all mean. And
she did an art tour, she did a culture tour, so she did things differently than we do.
Sounded like Kevin interrupted you there.
No, that was exactly what I was going to say.
All right.
We're
I'm
in
sorry,
sync.
Tracy, did I interrupt you?
No,
you did. It was horrible.
You didn't.
So again, you know, Aulani is fantastic. It is, there's something for everybody. You will not get bored. You'll not be bored here. You will want to come back time and time again like we do. Every time we're here, we're talking about how can we come back? How soon can we come back?
We have not even left, and we've started planning next year's.
Yep, it's just that magical place. All right, before we wrap up, let's talk about what's your favorite memory? What did you do maybe that was special or different this time, or just something you want to share with the folks? Tracy?
I think a couple of things. I think the first thing, which was new, was listening to, I'm going to butcher his name again, not Monaco.
Monaco? No, don't help her. This is the fun part.
Monaco. Listening to him talk about the resort and how the story of Aulani is integrated into the resort, and how happy, not only him, but I've said this from the very first time I've come, I find cast members here are so excited about this resort. They're so happy to share it with us, to share the culture with us. So listening to him talk during your interview, I had goosebumps. I just felt this listening to his stories, because it kind of hit to the heart of what I've been saying about Aulani. This is a place, it's a resort, we know that, but it's so much more. It feels like a living, breathing space. And so that was pretty, hearing him talk about it the same way kind of brought it full circle for me.
I agree.
And then the second thing for me is just, as much as I love the resort and I love being here, when I can get out and drive the island, when we do that North Shore drive, we go to Haleiwa for, shaved ice, or if we, find our secret little turtle beach up in outside of Haleiwa, and just driving the North Shore with the windows down, and that's it. It's just, there's something... Oh, there's some noise for you. There's just something magical about the entire island.
I agree. For those of you excited about Pandora, think about this resort had the touch of Joe Rohde.
Right.
So, those of you, Aaron, we're talking about Pandora right now and how exciting it is and how much detail there is in Pandora. He has brought that level of detail to this resort. It's absolutely incredible. There's so much to see here and do here. They haven't plopped Disney down in Hawaii and said, look, here's our fake version of Hawaii. It's really, truly feels authentic to me.
It was funny. I heard somebody say, oh, this reminds me of the Polynesian. I'm like, what?
What?
The Polynesian should remind you of here.
Right,
like, this is the real place.
I agree. Kevin, what about you? Special memory? Something you want to share?
I love coming here. I keep saying I don't want to leave. And I understand exactly what Tracy's saying. It feels different here. One of the things I really enjoy is we kind of use this as our beach house. People rent beach houses for whatever, you know, people with their friends going to the beach house.
My brother and his wife do it every year. They go down the Jersey Shore.
Right. We've turned this into sort of our beach house. Now, we have a 3-bedroom grand villa, and Tracy has a studio.
A studio.
But Tracy is using her points on her own. We combine our points with other people.
Right.
So, and we use all of our points. All of them. We're going to buy more.
We combine sometimes more than all of our points.
Sometimes we borrow them from other people. But we combine them, and this is sort of turned into our beach house for the time we're here. Mm-hmm. Tracy and Chris had been here for a meal. Heather popped in. It was just like I was here with my friends. And being able to share this with other people, I think, is my favorite part of it.
Yeah,
I agree.
I would agree. Can I say something? Sorry. Sure. Can I say something about the accommodations? I had mentioned I'm in a studio, and this time I did a studio ocean view. I'm always budgeting. So each trip, the last two trips before this, we were in a 1-bedroom, but it was standard view. Some of you may recall from a previous show, I showed you my not-so-impressive view out of my 1-bedroom. But this time we thought, no, we want to have an ocean view, so we're going to downsize to studio. It was just the two of us. And we knew you had this big grand villa, so we could hang out here.
Right, exactly. Use our washer dryer.
Right, exactly. But I got to tell you, we decided this trip, the space is more important to us.
Okay.
You know, we decided that having that extra room, having the 1-bedroom, when we really thought this week we would concentrate on how much are we using the view? How much are we out there? How much is the view mattering to us? And for us, it literally came to like maybe 10% of our time that we were actually sitting out there watching the ocean. So we thought, you know what? The space is more important. So for us personally, that's how, and I'm always talking about how you're budgeting for each trip,
right.
And you know, making some sacrifices and deciding what's important. For us, we've decided space is important. Overview.
Yeah. And we've talked about DVC points. We're obviously DVC members, so we've done this trip and other trips on DVC points. Disney, Lonnie has a whole section that's regular, quote unquote, resort rooms that you can book as in any other resort. They're beautiful rooms, larger than the standard hotel rooms. And again, you have at Alani, incredible views, incredible amenities. And then, Tracy, you want to talk a little about how you can also book DVC rooms as a non-DVC
Correct.
Member.
Correct. So the DVC rooms or the villas at this resort, there's just like any other Disney resort, there are a number of those available to book as well through travel company, through a travel agent. So you can still book these accommodations and pay dollars. So these are not just all points. There are so many, you know, designated for a vacation club.
Right.
But there are a large number of rooms. And often on our stays, we're a mix. We don't have a lot of points. So we're often a mix of staying on a few points, but then paying out of pocket for a few nights, but being in the same accommodations.
Right.
So I can still book a studio or a 1-bedroom, or you can even book a grand villa if you're doing a big extended vacation. So these can all still be booked.
I've talked about the fact that for John and I never thought DVC points weren't that big of a value to us. But we live within a 30-minute drive of Walt Disney World. So I didn't see the value of staying at a Walt Disney World resort when I could be home in a 30-minute. It wasn't until we started coming here that those points became so valuable to me.
Because of the resort and the location.
Because of where I get to go.
Right. And also want to point out, too, you guys know we do film these in advance. And I'm pretty sure this is going to air still during the time that Alani has a discount available.
That's right.
So, I mean, even more savings, up to 25% off?
You know, depending on the length of stay, yeah, minimum 5 nights. Some of them are up as high as 30%. And these are going through the summer and even into the fall. So there are often some discounts available. So if you wanted to, you know, to look at booking resort, and sometimes there's value added as well. You know, currently the offer, and again, not knowing when this is going to air, don't quote me on the offer, but just to give you an example, currently they're offering a resort credit when you book a stay of five nights or longer, in addition to the discount. Sometimes it's a free, you know, a free meal. There's always different little add-ons that you can get as well. So, you know, I would think soon we'll be booking 2018. We're not quite there yet.
Yeah, probably.
But pretty soon we'll be booking 2018 as well.
And I don't want to downplay the fact that this is a trip. This is quite a long trip, especially if you're coming from the East Coast of the United States. However, I could say wholeheartedly for me, every second of that travel is worth it.
Well, Tracy just mentioned, you know, minimum 5 nights, you know, easily 5 nights should be your stay here.
We won't do that anymore. We've done 6-night stays. We've done 7-night stays. This time is our longest at 10. And we've said going forward, we really need a minimum 9 And I understand that's not in everybody's budget, so please know that I understand that, because it wasn't for us for, you know, our previous trips either. But now that we've been for, you know, 10 nights, 9 or 10 really is a minimum for me. I have a really hard time adjusting to the time change. So with the, you know, we're 6 hours behind here from Eastern Standard Time. So I have a really hard time with that. So I find that first day or two, it's almost a write-off for me. And then so having that extra time just made me feel like this is normally the point today where I would be heading home.
Now, again, the only reason we get to stay, we were staying 12 this time, but it's because we all combined our points.
Yeah. And, I forgot what I was going to say.
You were going to say surprise, you can stay longer?
No.
I've got the Grand Villa for you for 3 more nights?
No, I was going to say we're switching and you have to go back. What are you taking your room?
Darn it.
We talked about how for those of us traveling from the East Coast with the jet lag, you know, we're just into a regular, you know, right, going to bed at our usual time, waking up at our usual time. So it takes you that amount of time to get used to, to acclimating to being here. But also there's that much to do.
Right.
There's, 5 days easily, you'll say to yourself, I did not have enough time here for sure. You're going to say to yourself, I didn't get a chance to do this, 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 and this. I wish I would stay longer. So,
because you really want to have time to explore the island. I don't think you, as amazing as Aulani is, if you haven't had time to go out and drive the North Shore or to explore the rest of the island, I think that would be a shame. So, and you could, even if you don't rent a car for the entire stay, there's a car rental agency right here on property.
Yep.
So you could, come in from the airport and you could stay for a couple of days and rent a car by the day if you'd like.
We love the Kailua Lanakai area. Mm-hmm.
Go out there. Also, Disney does offer excursions. Aulani offers excursions. We were out in the
Waimea Valley.
Okay. We were out in the Waimea Valley and we saw the and we saw the Aulani van. Mm-hmm. So there was an excursion out to a place that we ventured out to. So, you could do it without a car. We suggest having a car for at least a couple of days.
And it's very easy to drive here.
Yeah, very easy.
Very easy. Even for us Canadians, we figured it out.
Well, you're driving in the United States.
So, she had to figure out how to drive in the United States.
Yep.
We drive on the wrong side of the road.
Figured out the whole mile kilometer thing.
We did. All right, so this feels like a really good place to end it because it's getting weird. But before we go, I do want to thank some folks who helped us arrange these interviews here at Aulani. Stacey Ray is our Disney representative. She's on the East Coast in Florida. Very, very helpful. Stacey, thank you so much for helping us put these interviews together. She started the ball rolling and got me in touch with Michael Ramirez. Michael is the public relations manager for Disney Destinations. He helped us schedule and arrange the actual people who we interviewed. And then here at Aulani, we worked with Noriko Haramoto. She is the public relations manager here at Aulani, and she was the one who went with us and helped us set up our shots and introduced us to the folks we did the interviews with. So thank you to all you folks very much for helping us pull this together. We hope you guys at home enjoyed watching us and watching our 2 shows on Aulani. If you didn't catch our first one, please go back and watch it. But that's it for us. Thank you guys very much for taking time out of your vacation for doing this. I appreciate it very much. I appreciate everyone at home for listening and watching. We hope you have a great week, and we hope you have a great vacation.